Asnar Warren Nusutian, a scientist from the National Volcanology Center in Bandung, explains that volcanologists raised the alert level because the massive lava dome that crowns Merapi has been growing at an alarming rate.
The dome also already becoming higher and higher, so we worried that something happened. The dome already, I heard it's already become 1 million cubic meter. Every day, I heard that increase 150,000 cubic meter.
Once the dome collapses, streams of lava, which scientists call pyroclastic flow, are expected to pour rapidly down the mountain slopes via several rivers.
There are several rivers that are sourced from the summit. We worry the pyroclastic flow. It's called by Wadus Gembel, according to the local name. That's we worried about the flowing down the river. Because maybe you know already that's at the height of the summit around 3,000 meters. That's a very steep slope that also increased the speed when the lava coming down.
At one of several government evacuation centers near Merapi, government official Agnes Cornia says that thousands began evacuating at 8 a.m. Saturday when the alert was raised.
So far, 1,183 people have evacuated since this morning. We haven't processed all because more are still coming. We expect around 4,500.
She said people fleeing the volcano could feel its heat and that animals had started to panic, which locals believe is a sign of imminent eruption. Merapi, one of more than 129 active volcanoes in Indonesia, began to show signs of life a few months ago. The mountain last erupted in 1994, sending out a searing cloud of gas that killed 60 people. In 1930, its largest eruption in recent memory, 1,300 people were killed. Marianne Carney for VOA News.